Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on the Fan live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. It's time now for Krusty's Corner. And it's the segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, doing the corner a little bit early today because the Shotty's Presser is scheduled here coming up at 3:45, 17 minutes from now. The corner brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. Go to greystoneroofing.com.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that. And thank you to Greystone for being a part of this as well. I have a question for you guys. And I'm interested to what each one of you think about this. And it has to do with the Cowboys wide receivers. Are we going to get to a point, say in the next 4 or 5 weeks, the next 4 or 5 games, where defensive coordinators try and take George Pickens out of a game instead of CeeDee Lamb?
I think they should. I think George Pickens is better. The deep balls and the yak ability of him. You need two guys in the area. One is not enough to stop him from coming down with it or to tackle him after he has caught it. So I think CeeDee Lamb is great. I think George Pickens might just be the best receiver in football.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that George Pickens is playing right now, it warrants.
Like if you're Vic Fangio this week.
I think it's Dick, but continue.
Okay, go ahead. Dick Fangio. Where are you?
I'm probably running. Like they are a little bit different. You got Quinyon Mitchell. Like I would trust Quinyon Mitchell to go one-on-one with either one of those guys. So do you want to have him one-on-one with Pickens, double Lamb, or vice versa? Either one would work. Maybe you want to double Pickens just because of, like you said, he's just such a yak monster right now. It's crazy what he's doing with the ball in his hands and borderline impossible to bring down, certainly with just one guy. So maybe you would want to double Pickens and then run Mitchell with Lamb. But, yeah, in general,
not every team can do what Philadelphia can do.
No doubt.
But I was just...
But in general, yes, I think you are getting to a point now where having to stop George Pickens, it has to be of the utmost priority. But then you'll probably get big Lamb games, and this pendulum can continue to sort of swing a little bit because they are both true number one wide receivers.
How about you there, Wooly Boy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tremendous problem for the it's a benefit to the Cowboys because I do think we're at the point now where, yes, teams are going to have to focus more on Pickens just because Pickens he's kind of playing better. And I don't know if CeeDee Lamb is quite right dealing with that ankle injury. And to me, if they do that and they want to put more attention on Pickens, then CeeDee Lamb is just going to benefit from that immensely. And Dak's going to be able to get one-on-ones. And I think that it goes both ways with this. I think when teams were going with CeeDee early on, George Pickens then was able to benefit from it. I think what George has done now, when CeeDee was out, has really kind of cement himself as a driving force in the offense. And I think now CeeDee just needs to kind of play off of that, and he's going to get his. But I do think that it is George that, should be the focal point.
Whoever's not getting doubled is likely going to have the bigger game. Yeah, I would be wondering if we're heading for a double-double situation like Pittsburgh did against Cincinnati, and it worked. They brought the safeties down. They doubled both guys. And, you know, if you have the speed to not get beat over the top, it can be a hell of a solution for you. But I don't think there's a right answer for defenses right now. I'm just so impressed with George Pickens. Like, he might be the most difficult pass catcher in all of the NFL to break down, including tight ends. His stiff arms, the speed. Yeah. When he got down into that low crotch yeah. and just somehow popped out of it and took another 8 yards down the sideline, yeah. I'm like, what is this guy on?
Yeah.
24 years old. It's just youth and yeah. pure quick twitch long muscles.
Yeah, it might be Tito's and no sleep.
Right?
That's what it might be. I mean, if you really want to be honest about
just
it.
Pure badassery.
Yeah. To me, like you said, if one's double, the other one kind of takes over and that. I just feel like all year long that we've seen this from George Pickens.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, let me ask you this question before I get to the film in a second, though. Did you expect this?
No. Nobody did. That's why he went for a three.
Not to this level. But I think that CeeDee,
I think they got mad at him like the Cowboys got mad at some of their guys.
Absolutely.
I think Pittsburgh got mad at him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Zach, you saw him play at Georgia, right?
Yeah. No, freak talent. A guy that should have been a first-round pick. Probably a top-10 pick. If it weren't for the fear of kind of the off the field and attitude problems.
Sure.
And he was coming off an ACL, right? He came back early
yes.
to play in the championship game, and teams were just like unsure.
See, the thing about George Pickens that in watching him play at Georgia, this is how he played. So it's not surprising to me. What's surprising to me is how Pittsburgh usually finds a way to draft pretty damn good receivers, or they have good, they just can't get them the ball.
Yeah.
You know, they always seem to have an understanding of the type of receiver. But I think now you're seeing George Pickens play like George Pickens. And that's why, to me, it's not surprising. Because you're kind of like, wait a minute, this guy is, but the run after catch, we knew he could go get the football. You know, that was
the run of the catch is really what's kind of been more surprising. He's even better than I thought that he would be.
He's a strong guy.
Very strong, but he's
to run the way he runs.
He's
through
deceptively
things.
Fast with the ball in his hands yeah. afterwards.
Covers some ground.
Yeah, and maybe yeah. long strider.
Yeah.
But I mean, he is.
But
one
it was
of
a 4.48. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, he shouldn't be this untackleable.
Like, yeah, it's unbelievable what he's yeah. been able to do when it comes to after the catch.
That cut he made, where I mean, you beat four defenders with
yeah.
one move,
and then.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're cruising at 80%?
It's just so fluid, man. But then you also have a little bit of like a Scatabo screw loose situation too, where you just refuse to go down. Yeah. It's like, I got three guys on me. I just want to get one more yard, or maybe it's 10 more yards.
Yeah.
But he did it time and time again last night. It was so fun to watch.
It's totally unteachable. It's just an instinctual understanding of how the bodies are leaning and people are moving, and this exact 1/16th of a second is the moment that I need to move the other way. And in soccer, it was frustrating because I didn't have that trait. So whenever I looked at a defender coming at me, I was like, time to pass. Mm-hmm. You know, but some people from the time they're 5 years old can just read the opponent and know where to go instinctually and make it look so easy. It's incredible how many gifts he combines into one thing.
Yeah. I think Dallas told you what their plan is by not trading him before the deadline. You're going to tag him or sign him. You know, yeah. I mean, it to me, that would be, you know, his level. I mean, I think he's even taken his play to another level after the trade deadline. You know, I think he's taken it up to another notch the way he's playing, for sure. All right, we talked about Brock Bowers, and I mentioned how they defended him yesterday. And I'll tell you what, I was impressed, because I know me talking about going into the game, I wasn't sure. I had no idea how Dallas was going to play him. I just, you know, you could say, oh, well, they treat him like a receiver, put corners on him and all that. On the defensive side of the ball, when you look at Crosby, I told you seven different guys went after him. Even had Turpin try and block him one time. You know,
yeah, I saw
across,
that. That was cool.
You know, but the Brock Bowers matchup, they went after him with Deron Bland, and there were nine matchups that they had with him and Bland, and Bland did a hell of a job. 5 targets, 2 catches.
He was fantastic.
Yeah. Great tackle on one of those third downs.
Great tackle on there. The next most matched up guy was, and I was surprised by this, and I don't remember seeing it on tape that much, but they say it happened was against Kenneth Murray with 8 matchups, only 1 target, no receptions there.
I guess that the 1 target would have been the tip ball.
Yeah. Kalen Carson took him 7 times. Carson had 2 catches with over the 3 targets. Donovan Wilson was involved. Malik Hooker was involved. Marquise Bell was involved. Reddy Stewart was involved. Maris Leofau was involved. Shamar James was involved. So they weren't going to let this guy beat him. You know, they were not going to let him be, even though he had some good plays.
Still had a solid game.
Early on, yeah. I mean, he definitely was making plays.
We were talking about George Pickens on the other side and what he was able to do. He punished that Kai Blue Kelly.
Oh.
He punished him.
On the size mismatch.
And Eric Stokes is a pretty good player for them as well. And they went after him. He had 7 matchups against Stokes, the 3 receptions for 44 yards. So those were the matchups, Pickens and Bowers. You know, these teams, the way that they do that is, you know, they kind of like, okay, what's the best way we feel like we can handle this? I'm going to say this about the defensive line in this game. I mentioned that there was the 5-man line stuff. I know we were talking about how that was going to materialize. Were we going to see some 5-man line stuff?
Mm-hmm.
The very first 5-man line unit, and tell me what you think. Kind of rank them to which one you think was the best or the worst in this thing. And I kind of have my opinion on this. They had Clowney, Quinnen Williams, Clark, Osa, and Ezeraku. That was one of their groups.
That feels like the best one.
Williams, Osa, JT, Williams, and Houston. That was their second one.
Well, Houston did get a sack.
They ran out there on that
just
one.
Just based on the post-game numbers, Jay Toia, I mean, the run defense was pretty damn strong.
Yep. The third group they ran out there was Fowler, Osa, Clark, Quinnen Williams, and Houston. The only difference there would be the Fowler and the Clowney group. Even though Fowler's playing a lot less in these games now. They're starting to play him a lot.
Clowney was playing good.
Yeah. He was. I'd probably rank it in the order you gave, but I wouldn't be surprised if the second unit was the most successful.
Well, here we go. Sam Williams, the fourth unit was Sam Williams, Clark, JT, Quinnen Williams, and Houston. That was another group.
I'm just out on Sam Williams.
I tell you, Sam Williams came off the ball, though. I mean, I get it.
He's fool's gold.
I get it. You're probably highly disappointed in the way that he's playing. But I tell you, the first line was the best one. But the next group was the Fowler, Osa, Clark, Quinnen Williams, and Houston line. That was the one that got the most when they went to it. It got the most pressures and stuff like that. But that was with Fowler playing. And like I say, it might be Fowler might be kind of seeing the writing on the wall right there. We talked about Revell. I mentioned him. He played both left and right corner for 19 snaps. The only minus snap he had was his defensive holding call. And he mauled the guy. He tackled him. I mean, that was clearly holding. There were two snaps where he carried a tight end inside in routes where that was the positioning. You could see the break. You could see the ability for him to make those plays. So they're going to continue to find ways to get this guy more involved in the games.
All right, we'll get more from Broaddus on the tape coming up a little bit later on. Krusty's Corner with Broaddus almost every afternoon at 3:40, but Shoddy decided to drop his press conference into this Tuesday's time slot. So we'll get to Shoddy coming up next. We're live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. Total Tea consultation for new patients here for the rest of this month. Men's Health Awareness Month, just $50. That's a $250 value. And we're back with the Shoddy Presser here in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.